Proclamation number 718, dated the December 22, 1938. Willingness to transcribe. Receiving the living word. Authenticity. Infinite wisdoms are given by the Lord to those who are faithful to Him. It often takes years before a child that is willing to transcribe offers its services to the Heavenly Father again, and this also explains why such scripts remained incomplete for so long, and that only the willing devotion of a new scribe made the imparting of new spiritual knowledge possible. The will was good, and thus ensued a work which was pleasing to the Lord, for it expresses His spirits and His love just as clearly, even though the wording has different characteristics. Anyone who understands the right meaning also recognizes the Lord and attaches no importance to the style of writing as such, yet it is also advisable to exercise the same care in the assessment of spiritual issues. It always has to be remembered that many a person indeed believes himself to be called and yet does not possess the necessary qualifications for such an important task, to only devotedly and truthfully want to fulfill the Lord's will. Anyone who makes every effort to strive only for that will also be welcomed by the Lord as a servant. Receiving the living word is a responsibility in itself for the servant too. He must constantly check himself as to whether his will is totally subject to divine will. He must accept the spiritual knowledge without resistance, make no personal judgment whatsoever while he is receiving it, and keep everything away from his heart which might weaken the spiritual power. He must keep his heart pure and make himself worthy of a personal relationship with the Lord. Only then will he directly receive the Lord's love in the form of His word, and only then will he be able to be completely convinced of the truth of what he had received and transcribed. The sentence structure of whatever the Lord gave to humanity was, at all times, so worded that it combined profound meaning with intelligibility, so that everyone looking for truth and being lovingly active could recognize it. Anyone who has different motives for wanting to investigate the authenticity of God's word and His revelations will hardly be able to find clarification as to what extent the scripts are of divine origin. For whoever endeavors to live in His spirit, whoever truly wants to be of service to Him and humanity will never again need to fear the spirit of lies, for his aim and striving solely applies to the Lord. And therefore the Lord will also protect the work and will not allow it to become detrimental to humankind. Hence, anyone who strives to remain subject to the Lord's will has also the best guarantee of remaining in truth, and therefore only the spirit which rests within the word will be crucial and not the wording by itself. Anyone who therefore lives in love for the Lord will also recognize the Lord if he reveals himself through a human mouth or in writing. Only ever pay attention to what your heart reveals to you, whether the received word kindles or enlivens your heart or whether it leaves you dull and indifferent and makes no impression on you. Your heart will always tell you what is lie and what is truth, if you look for and desire truth. And don't worry that the Father will let you fall prey to error. He is, after all, truth Himself and always wants to give to people and therefore would not allow the God-loving earnest seeker to go astray. Amen.